Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for January 22nd. It's really me, really. The innocent suffer. If you're the one suffering, the injustice can gnaw at your mind and soul, especially so if the hope of redressing the wrongs done to you seems permanently distant or impossible. But what if the opportunity to return the favor actually does come along? It's been my experience that exacting revenge can be far worse on the aggrieved sufferer than on the one who inflicted the harm in the first place. Even when the situation screams out, "Justice!" the one who punishes another often gets the worst end of the deal. Consider Joseph, then, as the one to follow when figuring out what to do when making others pay for their sins against you. He would have been well within his rights and authority to send the entire Egyptian army into the Promised Land and bring his brothers to justice. Instead, Joseph's main concern was with the promise. Since God had spoken to him through revelatory dreams that he and his kin would be united under the promises given to Abraham, his personal attitudes and actions had to be viewed through that prism. Thus, Joseph could say to Potiphar's wife, "I cannot sin against God by betraying my master's trust and taking pleasure for myself with you." He could tell the warden of the Egyptian prison that God's hand was in all of the events of the day, including his unjust enslavement and imprisonment. Joseph could shepherd Egypt through an amazing boom and bust agricultural and financial cycle because he knew its connection to God's promise to make secure his chosen people. If Joseph had to endure injustices along the way, so be it. Joseph seemed to have been tempered by his time of isolation from his family. When did he come to the realization that, quote, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives," unquote, Genesis 50, verse 20. It's hard to say, but I think it must have occurred to Joseph while he saw himself advanced in Egyptian society far beyond anything reasonable for one so young and so foreign. How can you explain that kind of abnormal without considering the silent hand of God? So we should see the story of Joseph as God's encouragement to us to concern ourselves most fully with heaven, where God's magnificent plan is on full display. That vision will sustain us through the myriad troubles and injustices inevitably faced in this life. Heaven is the promise of God to us, an even greater promise than those which riveted Joseph's attentions, even through all the heartache he endured. Joseph should also show us that not forgiving others their sins against us causes us more problems than it does them. Step back from your feelings of hurt, anger, bitterness, and forgive. As the Lord has forgiven you, so forgive others. Keep reading, and blessings on you.